Hi guys, so today we're going to talk about isotonic, hypotonic, and hypertonic fluids. And I had said previously that I was going to do a video on this because each of them work for different things to help you guys understand what you would hang for the conditions that you're going to be going over. So let's get familiar with like the cell and how the tonicity works through osmosis. The cell is divided into two parts, the intracellular and the extracellular. Each part is made up of a solution, and depending on the tonicity of the fluid, you can have shifting of fluids from outside of the cell into the inside via osmosis. That's the definition of osmosis. The cell really likes to be in an isotonic state, and when something happens to make it unequal, like with hypotonic or hypertonic solutions, it's going to use the osmosis to try to equal it out. So that might sound like a bunch of Chinese, but you're going to understand what I mean in a second. So we can go over each one, and you can kind of understand if I break down the words. So for an isotonic solution, that means we're going to break down the word. So iso means same or equal, and tonic is the concentration of a solution. This is a solution that has the same concentration on the inside and the outside, in which like normal conditions in the cells, intracellular and extracellular, are both isotonic. So that means it's the same. Long story short, it just means it's the same. It's important to be familiar with what fluids are isotonic when they're given, because some are contraindicated in other conditions, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. Isotonic fluids, some examples are 0.9 saline, 5% dextrose in water, also known as D5W. These are also used as a hypotonic solution, which is not the same as isotonic, remember. After it's administered, because the body absorbs the dextrose, but it's considered isotonic. 5% dextrose and 0.225% saline, which is D5W1 over 4 normal saline. So, and lactated ringers, which some trucks carry. Isotonic solutions are used to increase the extracellular fluid volume due to blood loss, surgery, dehydration, and fluid loss that has been lost extracellularly. So, somebody who has lots of blood loss, an isotonic solution is one that you'll use. Now, the reason why you need to know these names is because you might get a question on an exam that says, you know, your patient's in hypovolemic shock, what kind of fluid are you going to give them? And you might have the answer choices of 0.9% saline, 0.45% saline, 0.33% saline, something like that. So you need to know like which one is isotonic, hypotonic, and hypertonic. And in this situation, 0.9% saline would be your answer because the patient has had blood loss. So just to recap, an isotonic solution is used for blood loss, surgery, dehydration, and fluid loss that has been lost extracellularly. So let's move on to hypotonic. So the definition, let's break up the word. Hypo means under, beneath, and tonic, like we said before, is the concentration of a solution. The cell has a low amount of solute extracellularly, and it wants to shift inside the cell to get everything back to normal via osmosis. This is going to cause the cell to swell, which it can cause a cell to burst, or it lyases. Examples of hypotonic solutions are 0.45% saline, 0.225% saline, 0.33% saline. Hypotonic solutions are used when the cell is dehydrated and fluids need to be put back intracellularly. This happens when patients develop like diabetic ketoacidosis or hyperosmolar hyperglycemia. So there's another test question. If you get a question on your endocrine emergencies, which DKA is one of them, and you're asked what are the medications that you're going to give, if I recall correctly, fluid is just the treatment that you do before you take the patient to the hospital and you check their blood sugar. So this is the type of solution that you're going to want to hang, a hypotonic solution, which on a truck would probably be 0.45% saline. So this is important, but I mean, it's important to know, it's not a need to know, but you have to watch out for depleting your circulatory system of fluid since you're trying to push the extracellular fluid into the cell to rehydrate it. You should never give a hypotonic solution to a patient who's at risk for cranial pressure, who has excessive burns, and who has had trauma. So this is also important because if you see that a hypotonic solution is listed in answer choices for a patient in a scenario who has had trauma, who has had a blow to the head or anything like that, like trauma to the head, trauma to the spine, or extensive burns or anything like that, you can't give this to them because they are already hypovolemic. So a hypotonic solution will deplete their fluid volume, if that makes any sense to you. So I'm going to recap that again. Hypotonic solutions are not used for patients who are increased cranial pressure, who have extensive burns, or have had trauma because they are already hypovolemic. You're going to deplete their fluid volume because you're trying to push that extracellular fluid into the cell to rehydrate it. And in that process, you're going to deplete their fluid volume. So hopefully that can clarify that for you. So the next one is hypertonic. Hyper, we're going to break up the word again. Hyper means excessive. Tonic means concentration of a solution. So the cell has an excessive amount of extracellularly, say that fast five times, and osmosis is causing water to rush out of the cell intracellularly to the extracellular area, which will cause the cell to shrink. So, examples of these solutions: 3% saline, 5% saline, D10W, which is 10% dextrose and water, 5% dextrose and 0.9% saline, 5% dextrose and 0.45% saline, and 5% dextrose and lactated ringers. So these are not really given so much in the pre-hospital setting, but it's part of like the three of them. And if you understand all three, then you know which one not to give. So hypertonic solutions are really a cautiously used solution. These are typically like ICU drugs. So any of you that want to become like critical care paramedics, you're going to have to know about these drugs, but or like flight paramedics or anything like that. If you give this, these can have like side effects of pulmonary edema, fluid overload, like very quickly. So it's preferred to give hypertonic solutions via central line because this is super hard on the veins. So hopefully that clarifies like the distinction between the three of them. If I had to give you my opinion, I would say that the most used solution by paramedics in pre-hospital care is going to be isotonic solutions, because those are the solutions that we give when somebody has nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, when a child has nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and they lose fluid a lot quicker than we do. So you give them an isotonic solution. So you hang typically like 0.9% saline or lactated ringers if you have that on the truck. If you have a trauma, you're going to hang, 0.9% saline. If you have if you have somebody who's had burns, which we've talked about burns in another video, how you have that intracellular shift, that third spacing, you will give an isotonic solution to them because I'm pretty sure, depending on what city, what department, where you end up working, you'll have a protocol for burn patients when you take them to a burn center. And it's typically like a Parkland formula where you start an aggressive fluid challenge to protect the kidneys from becoming damaged, but that's like very in-depth. That's another video, but that's an example where you would use an isotonic fluid. And then the only instance that I can think of for a hypotonic solution would be like, I mean, I'm sorry, a hypertonic solution would be the DKA. I'm sorry, did I say hypertonic? What I meant was hypotonic. The only, let me rephrase this again. The only instance that I could think of that you would use a hypotonic solution would be DKA or hyperosmolar hypoglycemia. So sorry for that confusion. It's a lot when you try to like say hyper, hypo, hyper, hypo, like you get confused. But yes, hypotonic solutions are used during diabetic ketoacidosis and hyperosmolar hyperglycemia. Hypertonic solutions are the ones that we don't really use pre-hospital. They're more of an ICU drug. So the ones that you're going to be using the most are isotonic, and the ones that you're going to use occasionally are hypotonic solutions. Thanks guys for listening and have a good day. Good luck.